Time for more information on that. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Balmy sounds pretty nice.
Doesn't it? Windy, but balmy. Yes.
I'll take that.
So who we have a community conversation guest number two brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Do the honors, Kay.
We are very blessed to have Ms. Jane Stowe in studio. She is otherwise known as Grandma Jane. Jane is not only an author of a book that she wrote last year called Crazy World, but she has also started a cooking show. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on in. Should we start with the book?
Sure, that's fine. I'm a retired flight attendant. I was with American Airlines for like 21 years. I retired early to take care of my mom, who lived at home with me for like the last 4 years of her life. And I needed something to do. So the first thing too with the book is so many people asked me about being a flight attendant. It was incredible. So I thought, you know what? You can't tell them in 20 minutes or anything like that. I had to write a book. And so I wrote the experiences, and I've never seen a book that really got into telling about training, scheduling, lifestyle, you know, and the trips and experiences like I put into it. And I've thought about it since. I could even put more in and also add some pictures maybe in time. But Crazy World is how I describe everything that's going on in the world, really. I mean, I use that phrase a lot, so I thought perfect title, right?
Yeah. Well, and flying, did you fly all over the world?
Well, I could have proffered for like Europe or international, but at that time my parents were starting to fail, so I declined. I thought I could do that on my own. Mm-hmm. So I did Mexico, Canada, the States, and the Caribbean, and that's called domestic.
Okay.
And that's what I stuck to, so I'd be closer to home to get home if I wanted to. But
sure.
Incredible career, because you can't hardly even describe it by writing a book about it.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
The people I've met, the celebrities, you know, and the ones that were real personable. Oh, you know, how exciting.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite, I served a Sunday to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on a transcon. Transcons are the things like from New York to the other coast, you know, the coastal ones. And that was, I told him, I'm so honored, because I just remember being like six and he announced that JFK had died.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kids these days, they don't even realize that stuff. And I never was really into history until I've lived it. Even with 9/11, I was 6 months prior I started the airline. So, yeah, I was lucky to be home. But I would tell it all in the book. But also while I was home with mom, I was going crazy. The first month, probably, I just glued to the TV, couldn't believe COVID. You know, and all this, that's the time it started. And I thought, no. And mom made a statement that said, the good Lord will take care of us. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get out of this chair and clean the basement and clean the garage and keep busy. And then cooking was a big thing, because I had to cook for her anyway. And she was a fabulous cook. My whole family was. And I thought, you know what? Let's start a show and just give it a try on YouTube. And I had Stephanie Williams came over and helped me learn how to upload it all and everything, and it's taken off. I have like 267 episodes, and I don't just do cooking. I do like travels. I did, you know, and stuff. I went to Tina Turner musical and stuff in New York and filmed Fifth Avenue, you know, at Christmas time decorated and stuff. I thought, this is fun, and this is stuff not everybody gets to see.
Yeah.
And so they can kind of learn from it too. And so, yeah, it's just going really good, and I'm about 16 subscribers away from 1,000.
Oh!
And that's kind of the key thing when you start counting, they count your advertisements and that commercials and stuff like that for money,
sure.
You know, on a YouTube show. So it's been exciting, and it's gone fast, and it kept me busy and sane.
Yeah, you know? That's great.
Yeah.
So how have you been, how promoting this, promoting both your show and your book? It obviously has become successful. How have you been promoting it?
Well, mostly getting out and doing dinners, donating those like for fundraisers. I just had one yesterday where six gals came over, and it was IC Fun Day. Purchased some gal made, and they had made them right in my home a good meal, you know. And I've done parades. I've did the last two 4th of July parades. And I've also subbing at school. And I've done all levels now. I started when mom was in the nursing home for a few months recovering from a broken wrist. And I started kind of then. And then after she's passed, I've gone back to it. And I think the biggest biggest thing in my book that I hope people really get is when I took her through hospice in my home.
Sure.
That was an experience that is definitely deepened my strength and faith and all, mm-hmm. you know. But as far as the 4th of July parade, I had kids that kind of I mentored and stuff, help with that, and then take them water parks and have fun and stuff and just show them that they got to be good, you know. And they really helped me out a lot. That was great promotion. And I would credit Charles City on being my biggest start to this. And now I'm going to project out, you know, go to mm-hmm. Cedar Falls. The Nook is having a big Iowa author doings in March, I believe. And just stuff like that. I'm going to branch out. And then I also have this calling to do motivational speaker.
Oh, awesome.
Because I'm seeing the things that are happening in school and with kids. And I have, and I stress it a lot in my book, I had such a loving foundation of start with my parents that these kids, a lot of them don't. And if they can just have the hope to rise above it.
Yeah.
And I just have a real strong calling for that right now.
Wonderful.
So I'm working on it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if we want to check out your show, how do we do that?
My YouTube show, you go to Grandma, and it's spelled G-R-M-A. Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, apostrophe S, so it's Grandma Jane's World.
Okay.
And you should be able to just search it and come up with it. And, you can start there. And if you want to look up, like, coconut cake, I also have people come in from the community or whoever and do shows. Like, Lance Schreier makes a fantastic coconut cake, and he's on it doing it, you know.
Cool.
And a lot of different things. Wreath, craft making. Bracelet making, which is a fad now, bracelets mm-hmm, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it's just fun. I hope people like it. They seem to, and I have people not just from Charles City, but subscribers from all over, and I don't know them, except I see their name, you know, when they come up. So it's really exciting. It has been something else I just never expected,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And it's kept me very busy between all those. I also paint, and I have some painting shows on there, and I've donated those too. And mm-hmm. I do a lot of abstract because I love, like, HGTV, and mm-hmm. that's what they're kind of selling mostly right now. And I also have gotten into a little bit of the religious paintings too, with a fading crosses, maybe a proverb, you know, or something on it and something. And those have gone fast at the Catholic fundraisers and different things like that.
Neat.
Yeah.
And then your book, if we want to, is your book available for purchase?
Yeah, I can sell from here, you know, from just myself, and contact me. Or Amazon.com at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and I'm venturing on more. I've focused mostly on the cooking show at this point, and that's getting there. So now I'm really going to be focusing more on the book. I've given a lot of books out. That's been my problem. I haven't sold as many as I've given out. But the kids have enjoyed them, too. And one kid even said, I wrote a review on this, Miss Stowe. You know? And I was like, thank you. It was awesome to hear that, you
yeah.
know? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
What a fun retirement you have.
I do. It's awful busy. I just hope my health can keep up with
yep.
it. You know,
yep.
I'm getting older, but it's helped me just stay busy. And I think in this world, you have to.
Yeah.
Your mind has to stay busy, yep. you know, in a good way.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Grandma
you.
Jane Stowe, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that excites me.
Too. Yeah.
If there's anything we like to do in my family, that's watch cooking shows. So we're going
right.
to be watching you, Jane
right.
Stowe.
Thank
we appreciate
so
that. It is 8:24. We have Ed Sheeran coming up after Rod Stewart.